Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello again, and welcome to Life and Love with me, your girl, your sister in love, and nothing but the truth, Q Speaks. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in this week. I'm super, super excited. So last week, I didn't do a full broadcast of our regular 15 minutes of goodness. What it was a trailer that was aired that gave you a synopsis of this series I'm so excited about, which is called It's All in Your Head. See this right here? This all in your head business, it is everything. It is where I am. It's where I've been. It's going to keep us sustained. It's going to keep us going and being elevated to, you know, better levels. So, again, super excited and about this series because it's a journey that's being traveled, a continuation of self-discovery. So everything that I air and everything that I share is something I've gone through that I'm in, or sometimes it's some good sense that I'm just sharing, and I may not have gone through that, but it's factual. And if you want to show me different, please share and show me different. That's what we're here for. This is a road that the purpose of everything here that I do is for us to do it together. And hopefully that someone is out there listening that doesn't have to bump their head, or if someone is in need of a little bitty spark of inspiration can get that from me to help them get to where they're trying to go, then my mission is accomplished, honey. That's my purpose right there, being fulfilled, and I'm good with that. But I air this because I'm so happy and fun, and I love to share, at least on those good days, right? So the goal is to be that on the bad days. So it takes us right back to the series title, It's All in Your Head. See, we can stop that search for a secret to getting to the next level because it is public knowledge. Frequently shared knowledge that we simply refuse to tune into because we are preoccupied looking for fool's gold. We are running to reach the end of a rainbow or hoping that somebody sends us this secret to better living. There is no secret. It's not a secret. It's out here in front of us every day. It's in the breath that we take when we wake up every morning. We just forget, or we act like we don't know that whatever our minds can conceive is achievable. I learned this as a young girl, yet refused to tap into the knowledge that I had and apply it to the life that I was living. We have so many gems that are instilled in us at such a very young age, but because life is moving so fast and we are hardwired to move as fast as life is, we forget those gems that are instilled in us. We don't pause, stop. We don't stop and then reflect enough. We don't care enough about the self-discovery to even tap into all that goodness that's always within us. That's why people say, oh, the answer is within you. You know, this isn't Bruce Leroy and finding the dragon, the tiger, and getting that glow and all of that, because it was always there. It's always there. Whatever it is for us, we are armed and equipped with it. We just haven't tapped into it, and I'm a firm believer of that. And I don't care how small it is, because for me, we're going to talk about in your head, it's about commitment. That's one version of it, right? So not only do we forget and act like we don't know that whatever our minds can't conceive is achievable, we also forget and act like we don't know that we have the power to choose the direction. And we get to choose if we jump ship or stay committed. That's power. And we have it. It's all in our choices. Knowledge is power. When I tell you, I love having epiphanies. I love tapping into that good sense. I won't say common, because if it was common, everyone would have it, and they don't. Tap into this good sense, and this door opened, and I felt like 25 pounds of dead weight was lifted from my shoulders instantly. someone to come at you with a situation, or you start to feel guilty or responsible, and you're trying to be accountable for things which you should not even be taking responsibility over. And because you have not stopped and slowed down and paused and all that long enough to even assess what's going on, not just with the situation, but who you are and the knowledge that you have, you're letting this crap defeat you. Now it's his power. I mean, people like clap back. People clap back and they're witty because the wit comes from a knowledge base. A good sense knowledge base. That's the only reason why the clap back is strong. Okay? You have to look at it that way. Knowledge is power. We have the power to choose. Know that. It is all in your head. Where we are, yes, is where we're supposed to be. Whether it is a consequence of the choices that we've made, or if it's somewhere we're choosing to settle and be. We're supposed to be there because it's the result of a choice or a consequence from an earlier choice. So at the end of what I'm trying to get across right now, it's the power of choosing, the power of being able to make solid, sound decisions. We have got to, in our heads, get a clear vision about what it is that we want for ourselves, where it is that we want to go, and stop ignoring the power of vision boards, stop ignoring the power of surrounding yourself with people who are where you're trying to be, that you want to go, that are willing to help share some knowledge with you. We have got to realize that if we don't have access to these people, you are thumb pimping on your phones, on the internet all the time. You should be seeking information to get you where you need to go. Period. Yes, I did. Hashtag thumb pimping. You heard it first here. Life and Love, your girl Q Speaks. This is what I call the people, what they do when they stay on their phones consistently, generating no return on the investment of their time on their mobile devices. You are thumb pimping. Not with it. But if you're doing that, you should be looking for some knowledge. I'm just saying, find ways to make you better. It's no secret. You're not going to get a little box that appears on your doorstep and then you open it and it's, angels from heavens opening up and harps playing and giving you this wonderful answer of how to live better. That's not going to happen. You're going to start you got to put yourself where you need to be. In front of peace, in front of knowledge, and in front of commitment. We have got to commit to this vision that we finally get, right? We get this vision, we see it, but we don't do anything with it. Oh, I'm preaching to myself, whether or not you're on board, okay? You have got to commit to yourself. When I tell you, you spend a lot of energy worrying about who believes in your vision, who supports you, when we should really just be worrying about what we give ourselves. Why are we expecting others to believe in us and support us and commit to us if we're not doing it for ourselves? We've got to stop being unrealistic. We got to stop being silly. We have got to stop expecting and seeking from other people things that we don't give ourselves. It's all in your head. Putting yourself first is a choice, it's a commitment, and it starts in your mind. It starts there. The body will follow. The body will follow, trust me. And then the mouth will too, because the way you speak to yourself and others is going to change. You're not going to accept that bad treatment you used to accept. You're not going to accept the negativity. You're not going to partake in the gossip. It's going to change in your mind first, and then you can't stick around for the okey-doke. That's just the way that it is. It's all in your head. It is power in this mind. I have been so pleased with myself. I've been stressing rule for yourself. I've been hashtagging rule for yourself forever. I've been hashtagging I am queen. I am royalty. I'm all these things. Until you believe it, nothing will change. It's all in your head. If you got to put post-it notes on your mirror and speak it out loud every morning, you better realize that you're important enough and that you deserve it. And it better become a part of your daily routine. If you're trying to level up, it's no secret to it. All it is, it starts with a question, and it's how hungry are you? How badly do we want it to be better? Whatever it is that you want better. Situations that get on your nerves, they don't even bother you anymore when you change the way you operate. People want to fuss and argue. Well, see, it takes two. See, I'm not going to give you that energy, so you're going to argue by yourself. Okay? It starts with you. It's in your head. You get a decision that you make, a commitment to being better, being excellent, to being the best you. You define what that best life for you looks like, and you better put it down on that pavement and walk it with your head held high. That's what we're doing this time around. I'm so excited about continuing this series. Gee, we don't have enough time. Okay, so as I'm getting ready to wrap up, today was the intro, was part one of It's All in Your Head. It's the commitment to you. It's the choices that we make. It's all everything. Are you still hungry for more? Let's get fed together. It doesn't stop with today. Oh, it's so much more in here. So what I need for you all to do, if you haven't already, hop over to UniversalDeep.com and subscribe so that you can get not only the upcoming events and shows, I have some juicy info and materials and resources to share with all of our subscribers over there. Tons of letters to address. You know, you might find me on Instagram. I'm answering a lot of the commentary, a lot of the messages that I get in the DM. And when I tell you, it is so fun to engage with you all. I'm loving it. I'm loving it so much. And thank you so much for following and telling me that I'm making a difference and that my word is good for you and your day. That makes my day better. It just does. So let's stay hungry, get fed together. So today was part one of It's All in Your Head. Next week, mark it on your calendar. Do not miss this. You don't want to miss it. It's not going to be a 15-minute show. It's going to be longer because we got some good stuff to share. August 11th, 3 p.m., right here at Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to be joined by special guest, the Aha Man, the guy himself, Mitchell Levy. During this episode, Mitchell will be on the line, who, let me add, is a TEDx speaker, also an international best-selling author with 59 business books. You hear what I said? 59 business books. Yep. He's going to use his superpower, which is extracting the genius from our heads so that we can share it with those who need to see it. If you are listening and following me on IG, you have heard me say this most recently. We cannot share our brilliance and resourcefulness with everyone. So we're going to hone in on this. If you guys have any questions that you want me to maybe ask Mitchell, go ahead and email me, contact me right there. Everything you need to know about getting in touch with me is at UniversalDeep.com. All right, hop over there. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe to the mailing list. And I can't tell you how happy I am. I'm so thrilled because not only is this content helpful for me, I'm pleased to be able to pull resources together and to have so many great people want to be a part of what Universal Deep and what Life and Love stands for. We are here to help. We are here to love. We are here to empower. We are here to remind you that you are royalty every day. Every friggin' day. All right? So continue to send those letters in. Continue to, and we're going to get to them. If I haven't answered anything, you may find yourself being replied to on Instagram and not just waiting for a special show to be aired. Also, businesses, you can also inquire about advertising opportunities. But most importantly, I really just want you all to know that at the end of the day, no matter what you're going through, it all begins and ends with the choice that you make. It is all in our heads. It really is. We get to choose how beautiful we are, the beauty that we put out in the world. We get to choose what we accept, what we don't. We choose. And that is an amazing gift to be blessed with, the power, the gift of choice, free will. Free will. So thankful. So thankful for you all. It's been a journey. It's still going to be one. And I'm excited to continue discovering self. I hope you guys are too. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, with your girl, Q Speaks. Can't wait to talk to you next week. We will be opening the lines up to callers. So please make sure. Oh, bonus. Also, if I didn't share it, which I probably intentionally left this out, but if you tuned in today, you're hearing it. Mitchell is going to share and show how you can write a book in 8 hours or less. Yep, I said that, 8 hours or less. There is a book, at least one, in each and every one of us. Woo, tune in for this goodness, all right? Thank you guys so much again. Remember, like I said, this is what badass looks like, baby. You got to live light and shine bright. It's your girl, Q Speaks. Peace. Love and empowerment. Until next week.